Good morning, I'm Judy, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Judy.
Step five, I can't really think of step five, of course, without step four, thinking of step four. And when I came into my first 12-step program, step four, it seemed to me that possibly I could, with some trepidation, face the things that I was not willing to admit to myself before, and I could possibly then admit it to God. I thought I could do those things, but the thought of actually sitting next to someone else and telling them all these terrible things that I've been keeping deep, dark secrets really filled me with dread, which it turned out was quite unfounded. And when I came into OA 3 years ago, I was lucky enough to get a wonderful sponsor. And one of the things that my sponsor has been very strong about impressing on me is self-care. And I've been enormously grateful for that. And I do remember my sponsor at some point saying to me, would you be willing to put yourself on the list of people that you're willing to look after? And after a bit, I did decide that I could do that. And all along the way, my sponsor has reminded me, have some compassion for yourself. And that was really necessary for me, because compassion for myself was about the last thing I had. And it's taken me quite a while to really come to grips with that. On page 72 in the big book, it says, having made our personal inventory, what shall we do about it? This is perhaps difficult, especially discussing our defects with another person. We think we've done well enough in admitting these things to ourselves. There is doubt about that. In actual practice, we usually find a solitary self-appraisal insufficient. Many of us thought it necessary to go much further. We will be more reconciled to discussing ourselves with another person when we see good reasons why we should do so. The best reason first. If we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking or, for us, compulsive overeating. Time after time, newcomers have tried to keep to themselves certain facts about their lives. Trying to avoid this humbling experience, they have turned to easier methods. Almost invariably, they go back into the food. Having persevered with the rest of the program, they wonder why they fell. We think the reason is that they never completed their house cleaning. They took inventory all right, but hung on to some of the worst items in stock. They only thought they had lost their egotism and fear. They only thought they had humbled themselves. But they had not learned enough of humility, fearlessness, and honesty in the sense that we find it necessary until they told someone all of their life story. In doing my step four, when I came into OA, I had a very strong sense that I really needed to do a very thorough step four if I was ever to be healthy. And it took me the best part of a year to do that. And in the process, I uncovered lots of things, some that I was aware of, and some that I managed to hide from myself for a very long time. And I actually discovered something that had happened to me when I was 23, which I had no possibility at the time of processing. And so I just stuffed it. And in my step four, revisiting this, it was quite painful because it wasn't until doing my step four that I was actually able to look at it from a different perspective. And actually, admit to myself what had really happened to me, which I hadn't been able to even go there up to that point. And it was difficult. But there was also a different sort of, it felt like I was ready. It felt like, although I didn't really want to do it, it felt like I needed to do it. And I was willing to do what I, to go and examine that in the light of being far away from it, having a different perspective to view it from. And in the end, I got through it, and it's a part of my life. And as my sponsor keeps telling me, have some compassion for yourself. And in that case, she said, have some compassion for your 23-year-old self who didn't know what to do, who didn't know where to turn, and was completely isolated. And that isolation is very much a part of this whole thing, certainly for me, and I think also for others. It says on page 73 in the big book, we must be entirely honest with somebody if we expect to live long or happily in this world. We pocket our pride and go to it, illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, we are delighted. I have to say, when I got to this point, I can't say that I actually felt delighted. But what I did feel was an enormous sense of relief and a tremendous sort of, there it is. That is what it is. And it began to feel like a milestone, another milestone. And although it was very painful at the time, the experience of sitting with someone, and I suppose in the past, I mean, I've always had this idea about myself that although other people could acknowledge things and confess to things, you know, and they would be forgiven, that if anybody ever found out about what I had done, that I would be scorned and turned away and spat at, you know, that I was not somehow like other people. I couldn't be forgiven as readily as other people. And I think one of the things that has really helped me is to find that when I sat with my sponsor and went over all of these various things, that I was met with openness, with warmth, with compassion, and acceptance. And there was some rejigging that went on within me, that if I could sit with my sponsor and she remained compassionate towards me and didn't do any of the terrible things that I feared would happen to me, you know, out the door, do not banish this place again, do not come here again. None of that happened. Quite the opposite happened, and it began to make me feel rather differently about what I perceived as my absolutely terrible defects. And I began to see myself more as what I began to feel, a whole person, including all the things that I hadn't want to look at, because all of those make up me who I am now, the experiences I've gone through, whether I had up to that point been able to share them with anyone or not, they're still a part of me. And I'm never going to be happy in my skin until I can accept everything about me, all the things that have happened to me, whether I consider them to be positive or negative. Because all the negative things, or what I term in quotes negative things, have been spurs to growth. Things that have been so uncomfortable that I have finally sought some way to go beyond just holding on to it. Sometimes it's been therapy, sometimes it's been grief counseling. There are many, many possibilities. But the thing that has held me and given me that kind of anchor was this incredibly, th- thorough. And I suppose what happened to me was that I reached a place where I was absolutely desperate to get better. And when I had come into OA, I had had a session with my GP, and she told me that I was clinically obese, I was had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high everything else, and I was in danger of having some very serious illnesses. And so I had a lot of motivation. Actually, I wanted to see my grandson grow up. And whereas I was perhaps less inclined to do it just for myself, the fact that I had this other motivation, I could do it more easily to be around for my grandson and to watch him grow up than I could just to get healthy, because at that point, I didn't really have enough regard for myself and enough feeling that I was worth it to do it just for myself. But that helped me in the beginning to sort of keep going and get abstinent. And hearing abstinence feels better than anything tastes, especially at the beginning, really did help me to get onwards in recovery. And seems long ago in many ways, and yet it seems like very present. And letting go of these things. I remember when I was a child growing up, I didn't have a voice, and I found that I couldn't say for myself what I thought, and so I presented it as my cousin said this, and then I would watch to see what people's reaction was, to see whether it was okay to say that, or my auntie or my uncle thinks this. Because I didn't feel safe saying what I felt and what I thought, because that had never been in my growing up life acceptable. So the getting to a place where I could actually feel safe enough to share this with another person was for me huge on many, many levels. And because my sponsor was so compassionate, but was just as ready to pick me up on any of my divergences and my bullshitting, she was very clear with me about when I was going off track. And yet, whenever I was in pain and whenever I was beating myself up, she was right there saying, "Judy, have some compassion for yourself." And that voice, I have now that voice in my ear. And when I sometimes, be tough on myself in an unkind way, I can hear my sponsor's voice saying, "Have some compassion. Have some compassion for yourself." I found some reading in the OA 12 and 12, which really seemed to me very illuminating. It's on page 45, step 5. "Throughout our lives, many of us have felt isolated from other people. We felt that we were outsiders, and we acted out this feeling in many ways. Some of us by being shy, others by being arrogant or belligerent, others by playing the clown. No matter how we acted, however, deep down, we felt alone and apart. Now, looking at the fifth step, we see something we can do, a positive action which we can take to end our isolation. By the time we reach this point in our OA program, most of us are already feeling less alone. Since joining Overeaters Anonymous, we've learned to accept the loving welcome we've found and to be part of a fellowship. We've talked with others over the phone, shared at meetings, discussed our lives in depth with our sponsors. We've begun to make true friends in OA, friends with whom we can speak honestly. Perhaps it has become easy to share about how we too acted when we were eating compulsively. On a deeper level, however, we probably realize that there is still much of ourselves we haven't shared. This is natural. Few of us have ever done a moral inventory before we joined OA, and our fourth step inventory brought us new insights and understandings. By the time we have completed, is that 5 minutes? Okay. By the time we've completed the fourth step, most of us feel ready to move ahead quickly with step five. We want to be free of resentments, guilt, and shame rooted in the past. And we realize that sharing the details of our past with another human being is an important step towards freedom. Once we have taken this step, we will no longer have anything to hide. This is the beginning of the end of our isolation. And as we do this, we gain new hope. We start to feel that we can be forgiven and begin life anew with a clean slate. Once we have made the admissions to God and to ourselves, we may feel we've fully dealt with our past. What need is there, we may ask, to air our dirty laundry, in quotes, in front of another person? Won't this self-revelation simply humiliate us and further lower our already self-esteem? In practice, step five has the opposite effect. When we actually do our fifth step with another human being, we find that we are humbled without being humiliated. Many of us have always felt that we had to be better than everyone else, or we were no good at all. Through the fifth step process, we begin to see reality. And I think that was the most important thing for me, was getting in touch with reality. And feeling the, I want to say kinship, that I felt with my sponsor when I was able to sit with her and tell her all of these things, share all of these painful experiences that I'd had, and that she was still able to be compassionate with me, and she was completely unjudgmental. And that helped me to begin to see myself in a different and more loving and kind way. And another thing I realized was keeping all this stuff under wraps takes a huge amount of energy. And one of the things that has been the greatest boon to me has been the huge increase in energy that I have experienced in losing the extra weight, and also the extra weight of all this terrible stuff that I've been keeping secret and silent and not daring to tell anyone about. And it was such a constructive message for my future that it is okay to share this with a trusted person, because they honor that confidence, and that is, you know, that is a very precious thing, and not something we find so much, or at least not something that I find so much in the world outside these rooms. So I'm enormously grateful to OA, to my sponsor, and for the invitation to share it with you today. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Now it's time when we share on this step or another aspect of our program.